Make your health a priority this year with the help of Care of. Care of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective, quality ingredients personally tailored to your exact needs. Look, maintaining a healthy diet is one challenge, but getting all the nutrients your body needs for long-term health is just as difficult, as evidenced by the fact that 90% of us fall short of FDA-recommended guidelines for vitamins and nutrients. Care of makes this easier and more cost-effective than ever. It's so simple. Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. Once you pick your vitamins and supplements, you'll receive a 30-day supply shipped right to your door, and not some giant box with loose capsules. They ship your items in individual packs, making it easy to wake up, grab, and take your daily stack. I love how quick, easy, and convenient it is to get my vitamins from Care of. So why continue waiting to put yourself and your health first? Care of has an exclusive offer to you to get you started. Take advantage of this month's special New Year offer for 50% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter ASMR50. That's ASMR50 and get 50% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins when you visit takecareof.com. Enjoy this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. The year is 1952. We will be learning some interesting facts, births, deaths, events, so on and so forth. All that occurred in the year of 1952. It's kind of like a useless facts version of the series, but, you know, I figured why not pick a year and kind of learn about that year together. So let's just jump right in. 1952 was a leap year starting on Tuesday of the Gregorian calendar. See, we're already off to that's a useful fact, right? January 12th, the University of Tennessee admits its first black student. February 2nd, a tropical storm forms just north of Cuba, moving northeast. The storm makes landfall in southern Florida the next day. It is the earliest reported landfall from a tropical storm. That's crazy. As someone that's grown up with dealing with tropical storms and hurricanes sort of on and off, I can't say that. You know, typically you're getting at least a few days of preparation. You know, a lot of homes in the southeast, at least in Florida, what I can tell, they have like impact glass, and you know, a lot of people have shutters and so on and so forth. But you know, sometimes people need to go out, get plywood, basically board up their windows so that debris doesn't break their windows and all that. You know, if you only have one day to prepare for that, you know, that's obviously depending on the size of I mean, if it's a hurricane, it's a big issue. As a tropical storm, I guess it's less important because, you know, you're really just experiencing a lot of rain and less strong wind. But I guess flooding would be the main issue there, right? February 6th, George VI, King of the United Kingdom and the Dominions, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Pakistan, and Ceylon, dies aged 56 after a long illness. He is succeeded by his daughter, the Princess Elizabeth, Duchess of Edinburgh, as Queen Elizabeth II, who is on a visit to Kenya. On that exact same day, in the United States, a mechanical heart is used for the first time in a human patient. February 7th, given the fact that we just spoke about, Elizabeth II is proclaimed Queen of the United Kingdom at St. James Palace, London, England. February 14th to February 25th, the Winter Olympics are held in Oslo, Norway. a country that I would be very interested in visiting in the future. January, we're going back in time apparently. February 15th, the funeral of George VI takes place at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. February 18th, Greece and Turkey join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. On that exact same day, the SS Pendleton, a T2 tanker, breaks in half during a nor'easter off the east coast near Massachusetts. Bernard Weber and a crew of four volunteers rescue 32 men aboard. I feel like we made some reference to the SS Pendleton in an earlier episode. Maybe it was a Useless Facts episode. February 20th, Emmett Ashford becomes the first African-American umpire in organized baseball by being authorized to be a substitute umpire in the Southwestern International League. On that exact same day, Winston Churchill scraps UK compulsory national identity cards. February 25th, the Paricutin active volcano in Michoacán, west central Mexico, ceases its discontinuous eruption after spewing forth a gigaton of lava and burning San Juan Barangaricutiro. February 26, UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill announces that the UK has an atomic bomb. On that exact same day, Vincent Massey is sworn in as first Canada-born Governor General of Canada. March 7th, NME goes on sale for the first time in the UK. I'm really not sure what NME is. March 10th, General Fulgencio Batista retakes power in Cuba in a coup. March 15th through 16th, 73 inches or 1.87 millimeters of, or 1,870 millimeters. Yeah, it's 1,870 millimeters of rain falls in Silao's Reunion, the most rainfall in one day up to that time. I'm not sure where that is, though. Silao's Reunion. It'd be helpful if they gave us a country. March 20th, the U.S. Senate ratifies a peace treaty with Japan. March 21st, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is elected Prime Minister of the Gold Coast. March 22nd, Wernher von Braun publishes the first in his series of articles titled "Man Will Conquer Space Soon!" Exclamation point, including ideas for manned flights to Mars and the Moon. March 27th, Konrad Adenauer, who I'm not sure who that is, survives an assassination attempt. On that same day, legislative assembly election is held in Cork. Isn't that the name of the guy from Thor, Ragnarok? My name is Korg. I'm kind of like the leader of the group. Right? That's his name, Korg. I'm like a rock. March 29th, U.S. President Harry S. Truman announces that he will not seek re-election. Let's see here. April 7th, The American Research Bureau reports that the I Love Lucy episode, The Marriage License, was the first TV show in history to be seen in around 10 million homes the evening the episode aired. What a different time, huh? Everyone just sitting around a TV waiting for someone to come on. Now it's just like, I mean, you take it wherever you go. Now there's so much content coming out that I get overwhelmed at the idea. It's like, do I want to watch Netflix today? Do I want to watch Hulu? Do I want to watch Prime Video? Do I want to just watch whatever's on cable? Do I want to watch whatever's on cable and just kind of pretend like I'm back, you know, a few years ago where that wasn't a possibility? If I find a good movie or show on TV, am I really sticking around through all the ads? So it's, yeah, it's interesting. April 8th, Youngstown's Sheet and Tuco versus Sawyer. The U.S. Supreme Court limits the power of the president to seize private business after President Harry S. Truman nationalizes all steel mills in the U.S. just before the 1952 steel strike begins. April 9th, Hugo Bolivian's government is overthrown by the Bolivian... Hugo Bolivian's? Oh, Bolivian. Excuse me. Government is overthrown by the Bolivian National Revolution, which starts a period of agrarian reform. Universal suffrage and the nationalization of tin mines. I read that so poorly. April 15th, the United States B-52 Stratofortress flies for the first time. April 18th, West Germany and Japan form diplomatic relations. April 28th, the Treaty of San Francisco goes into effect, formally ending the war between Japan and the Allies, and simultaneously ending the occupation of the four main Japanese islands by the Supreme Commander for the Allied Powers. April 29th, Lever House officially opens at 390 Park Avenue in New York City, heralding a new age of commercial architecture in the United States. Designed by Gordon Bunshaft of Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, it is the first international-style skyscraper. May 3rd. U.S. Lieutenant Colonels Joseph O. Fletcher and William P. Benedict land a plane at the geographic North Pole. May 13th, Pandit Nehru forms his first government in India. May 18th, Anne Davison becomes the first woman to single-handedly sail the Atlantic Ocean. June 15th, Anne Frank's The Diary of a Young Girl is published in English language translation. June 19th, the Special Forces, U.S. Army, are created. June 21st, the Philippine School of Commerce, through a government act, is converted to the Philippine College of Commerce, later the Polytechnic University of the Philippines. June 27th, Decree 900 in Guatemala orders redistribution of uncultivated land. June 29th, Finnish contestant Armi Kusala wins the title of Miss Universe. 1952. July 3rd. The ocean liner SS United States makes her maiden crossing of the Atlantic. Let's see what else I have here. July 23rd, the European Coal and Steel Community is established. On that same day, General Mohammad Naguib leads the Free Officers, formed by Gamal Abdel Nasser, the real powers behind the coup, in the overthrow of King Farouk of Egypt. July 25th, Puerto Rico becomes a self-governing Commonwealth of the United States. August 11th, the Jordanian parliament forces King Talal of Jordan to abdicate due to mental illness. He is succeeded by his son, King Hussein. August 13th, Japan joins the IMF. August 14th, West Germany joins the IMF and the World Bank. August 23rd, Kitty Wells is the first woman to score number one hit with a song, "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels." That's amazing. September 2nd, Dr. C. Walton Lilhi and Dr. F. John Lewis performed the first open heart surgery at the University of Minnesota. September 6th, television debuts in Canada as the CBC in Montreal, Quebec airs. September 8th, CBC Toronto debuts. September 10th, the European Parliamentary Assembly from March 1962. I don't know what that means. September 19th, the U.S. bars Charlie Chaplin from re-entering the country after a trip to England. I'm not quite sure what the story is there. I'd be kind of curious to know. I mean, maybe, I don't know much about Charlie Chaplin. Maybe he was a controversial guy, but... October 12th, the Gamma Sigma Sigma National Service Sorority is founded in New York City at Panhellenic Tower. October 14th, the United Nations begins work in the new United Nations building in New York City, designed by Le Corbusier and Oscar Niemeyer. October 16th, Limelight opens in London. Writer, actor, director, producer Charlie Chaplin arrives by ocean liner. In transit, his re-entry permit to the United States is revoked by J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, again, I'm not sure why. It'd be nice if they said why or what the deal was. But. October 20th, martial law is declared in Kenya due to the Mau Mau uprising. Let's see here. November 4th, U.S. presidential election, 1952. Republican General Dwight D. Eisenhower defeats Democratic Governor of Illinois, Adlai Stevenson, which was correctly predicted by the UNIVAC computer. On that same day, the U.S. National Security Agency is founded. November 18th, Jomo Kenyatta is arrested in Kenya for an alleged connection to the Mau Mau uprising. November 25th, Agatha Christie's murder mystery play The Mousetrap opens at the Ambassador's Theatre in London. As of 2015, it continues next door at the St. Martin's Theatre and remains the longest continuously running production of a play in history. December 1st, Adolfo Ruiz Cortines takes office as President of Mexico. The New York Daily News carries a front page story announcing that Christine Jorgensen, a transsexual woman in Denmark, has become the recipient of the first successful sexual reassignment operation. Uh, December 14th, the first successful surgical separation of Siamese twins is conducted in Mount Sinai Hospital, Cleveland, Ohio. December 25th, Christmas, poor guy. One West German soldier is killed in a shooting incident in West Berlin. And then we have several facts here with unknown dates. And they include nearly 58,000 cases of polio are reported in the U.S., 3,145 die, and 21,269 are left with mild to disabling paralysis. The Nordic Council agrees to the unrestricted transport of people, goods, and services throughout the Nordic countries. The American Embassy School of New Delhi is founded. 13-year-old Jimmy Boyd's record of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus is released, selling 3 million records. And that's like a wholesome little fact to end that section. Yeah, let's run through births. So some notable births in 1952. January 3rd, Jim Ross, American wrestling announcer. January 7th, Sammo Hung, Hong Kong martial arts superstar, producer, and director. January 9th, Marek Belka, 11th Prime Minister of Poland. January 12th, Charles Faulkner, American life coach, motivational speaker, trader, and author. Who else do we have here? January 15th, Boris Blank, Swiss musician. I'm giving you useless information. I mean, by now you should be asleep or really tune me out. So I've accomplished what I set out to do. January 20th, Dave Fannoy, American voice actor. January 28th, Tomokazu Miura, Japanese actor. January 29th, Klaus-Peter Hänisch, German footballer. February 1st, Stan Kasten, American baseball executive, president of the Washington Nationals. February 2nd, Park Geun-hye, president of South Korea. February 7th, Tony Liu, Chinese actor. February 8th, Nora Miao, Hong Kong actress. February 17th, Gary Chalk. I don't know why I was about to read Chalk. Chalk, British voice actor. February 25th, Joey Dunlop, Northern Irish motorcycle racer. March 1st, Martin O'Neill, Northern Irish footballer and manager. March 2nd, Lorraine Newman, American comedian from Saturday Night Live. March 27th, Maria Schneider, French actress. April 5th, Mitch Pileggi, American actor. April 7th, Nikita Danilov, Romanian writer. And we'll leave it here because what better way to dismount this episode? April 20th, Steven Seagal, American actor, icon, legend, is born on this day in 1952. Tell me your thoughts about this series so far. Obviously, it's, it's interesting. I get a lot of, when I do one type of episode, I get requests for the other. And some people like whispered meditations exclusively. Some people like my rambles because they get lost. Some people just like when I'm sort of speaking in a, monotone kind of pattern, just giving out some information. It helps them kind of, unplug and distracts them. Let me know what you think about the series. You can always email the show, hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can always check out our website, sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Follow us on Tingles, the very popular ASMR app. Just Sleep and Relax ASMR, but make sure to use the symbol and. Don't spell it out. I don't think you'll find us otherwise. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and Take care. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Remember, you can take advantage of Care/of's special New Year offer by visiting takecareof.com and enter ASMR50. That gets you 50% off your first month of personalized Care/of vitamins. Takecareof.com, code ASMR50. Thanks again.